We are in Parashat Behalotcha. We're going to be reading from the Noam Elimelech. And the parasha starts talking about the menorah, how Aaron, the Kohen, used to light up the candles in the Mishkan. Later on, it was done in the Beit HaMikdash. But the beginning of the parasha is referring to Aaron, how he lit up the candles. And then there's a verse there that it says, Vayas ken Aaron. And Aaron did so. What did he do? He'ela nerotea. He elevated the candles. Which already it's a unique way to express itself, because it should have been he lit up the candles, not elevated them. Or the word that he's using, he'ela, he took it up. But we know from that first of all he elevated it. But nevertheless, it's not saying in a direct way that he lit up the candles. Rashi explains, Lehagid shibucho shel Aaron shelo shina dikduk. Rashi says it's to say praise to Aaron HaKohen, that he didn't change anything from what the order was. Meforash, ma ba'ai Rashi, baze shepiresh lagid o mishum dekashe l'Rashi zal, ma chidush asa kmo sheciva oto Hashem mitbarach. Now comes a big question. What's such a big deal here that Aaron did what Hashem told him? Isn't it kind of obvious that he did what Hashem told him? Hashem told him to do something and then he went and did something else. What's such a big chidush? Rashi says, they have to say praise to Aaron because he did what Hashem told him. Ken asa Aaron. I don't understand. Why is Rashi giving it such attention and saying it's such a praise to Aaron that he did what Hashem told him? Isn't it pretty obvious that Aaron will do what Hashem told him? What's the big deal here? V'im ken, ech metoratz b'ma shiperesh lagid shivro. If this is the case, then why Rashi says this verse that then Aaron did so is to say praise to Aaron that he listened to Hashem. I don't understand what Rashi is trying to tell us here. Lagid shivro shel Aaron, to say the praise of Aaron. Hakushiya b'mkoma omedet. The question is still standing firm there. What's the big deal that Rashi gives credit to Aaron that he did what Hashem told him? Ve'od, when it says Akushiya b'mkoma omedet, the question stands firm in its place, meaning that we didn't never get a good answer here. Ve'od yesh ledakdek, another thing that we have to add here, is the way it was said. Balashon, the way it was said, Ya'iru shivat ha-menorot, the seven candles should shine. Isn't that what candles do? What did the candles do? He lit up the candles and it made the room dark. Again, I don't understand what's going on here. So there's another point that we need to look at, is how it was said that the seven candles should light. Then it continues, says, He'ela nerotea, Aaron HaKohen elevated the candles. It should have said that he lit up the candles. What kind of, again, another way? Why is the Torah being so not straightforward? I would think that the Torah should say Aaron came and he lit up the candles. Why have to go like that? Aaron did Hashem's will. Of course he did it. That's why he's a Kohen Gadol. And nevertheless, he says he elevated the candles. Just tell me he lit up the candles. He says, Hayalo lamar he'ir nerotea. He should have said he lit up the candles. Achainyan de'ita shiva ro'im. Now let's explain it, what's going on here. Obviously, sometimes the pshat of the Torah is not so, the literal level doesn't make so much sense. Let's see a little bit more of a deeper level. We know that there are seven shepherds to the nation of Israel. And Bezrat Hashem, in a few months, about 4 months from now, we're going to be sitting in a sukkah. Sukkah is around the corner. If you remember, it looks like yesterday that we took the sukkah apart. Now, very soon, we're already counting down to build the next sukkah. Why am I saying the sukkah? Because in all sukkot, they have on the walls the seven guests, the seven ushpizin that come to visit us on Sukkot. And these are these seven shepherds that we know, Moshe Rabbeinu, first of all, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, then Moshe, Aaron, David, and Shlomo. These are the seven shepherds. Some say David and Shlomo, some say David and Yosef. But nevertheless, the seven shepherds are Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, and Yosef. These are the seven shepherds. Although some don't consider Yosef, rather Shlomo. But nevertheless, we know that there are seven shepherds to the nation of Israel. And they are the support system of all the spiritual and physical worlds. All the worlds are standing on them. These pillars, these seven shepherds, are shining in the 7 days of the week. These are called the 7 days, Shiva Yemei HaBinyan, the 7 days of the construction or the structure. Because we have Sunday through Saturday, 7 days. Vehem Yisod Kol Olamot. That's the foundation of all the worlds. All the worlds are leaning on these seven pillars. And again, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, and Yosef. These are these seven pillars that the world is leaning on. Venimtza HaTzadikim Nikraim Orot. So we find in many times that these tzadikim and any other of the tzadikim are called lights, Orot. And again, we explained it many times. This is not the time now to explain it again. That many times we see in the teachings of Kabbalah and Hasidut the word Or, the term light. It's not referring to light like a light bulb or a light that's coming out from the outside. Rather, He'ara, enlightenment, something that shines on something else and something that reveals its essence. This is an Or. V'hine HaTzadik HaOvedet Hashem Be'emet Tzarich Lekasher Atzmo B'Shivat Ro'im. Now he says, here is the tzaddik that serves Hashem really, be'emet. But we mentioned many times the Noam Elimelech, he calls us tzaddikim. So he says, when you serve Hashem, but be'emet, real. Be'emet can be explained in two ways. Be'emet is really, and be'emet, with truth. So these are two ways of looking at it. But when a person serves Hashem with truth, with honesty, צריך לקשר עצמו בשבעת הרועים. You have to connect yourself to these seven pillars. והשם יתברך מלמד לצדיק שלא זה בלבד יעשה לקשר עצמו בשבעת הרועים, רק לקשר עצמו בכללות ישראל. And Hashem teaches the tzaddik that it's not enough to connect yourself to the seven shepherds, רק יקשר עצמו בכללות ישראל. It's also have to connect yourself to the general part of the nation of Israel. Gam ken, ach zot bilti efshar, lekasher atzmo bichlot Yisrael. This is pretty, almost impossible, to connect myself to everybody in the nation of Israel. It seems almost impossible. Uvashiva roim bevat achat, how can I connect myself to all these seven shepherds, these seven pillars in one shot? How? When I connect myself to the essence of the nation of Israel, when I want to connect myself to the nation of Israel, if it's referring to the tzaddik, then he has to lower himself to the nation of Israel. If it's referring to me, how am I going to connect to every person and every one in the nation of Israel? And when I want to connect myself to the seven shepherds, if I want to connect myself to the seven shepherds, it means I have to elevate myself above and beyond. And for a normal person, can be these two connections. I can't simultaneously lower my level to connect myself to the essence of the nation, and at the same time, elevate myself to be connected to the tzaddikim. How can one do such a thing? Noticing what you're asking me to do, to simplify what I'm saying here, is he's saying you have to constantly connect yourself to Klalut Israel. Klalut Israel is the general, looking at the nation in a very general way. Which means that every person that I have some type of an encounter with, I have to find some common denominator and to find how I can connect with that person. Some people it's very easy. I get along with them. I like them. It's like-minded. They're very nice, easygoing. It's very easy for me to connect to that person. And not only to find a common denominator, but also to reach to a connection. What happens when I find a person that I actually don't like so much? And he kind of gets on my nerves. Or he steps on my toes and hurts me or goes against me. And how do you want me to connect to that person? Nevertheless, the Torah instructs me, you have to connect to that person in one way or another. Because also something that seems negative or seems that it's bad for me, it's something deep inside that is good for me. Maybe that person is coming to emphasize my weakness by maybe aggravating me, so I need to work on my patience and my refine my midot, work on my anger, whatever it is. I don't need to dissect right now every little situation. But the point is that the general request of the Torah is connect yourself to every person. Find a connection with any person. This is called Klalut Israel. In general, everybody. Always good to be parv, to be good with everybody. Okay, that's one challenge that is not so easy to do. But then you're telling me, on the other hand, to connect myself to these seven tzaddikim, who are considered our pillars or our shepherds, all at the same time. So let's say I will take one at a time, that's also a huge task. But then you're saying, connect to all seven of them at the same time, and the nation of Israel. Yeah, you have very, very high expectations for me. It's almost impossible, if not impossible, for a human to have these two connections, to have connection to both sides. That's why Hashem said to Moshe, "Daber el Aaron, go and talk to Aaron." He told Aaron, Aaron got this job. I hope you noticed, and you weren't falling asleep yesterday, but yesterday we were reading all the sacrifices that all the Nesi'im, the princes of the tribes, brought. We kind of repeat itself 12 times. It's a very long reading yesterday. The longest parasha in the Torah, Parashat Naso, 176 verses. Everybody was complaining, no, what's going on here? Can't you say it in the short version? And in the fifth and the sixth Aliyah, we were repeating it. Why can't you just say it? And they all brought the same. Why do you have to repeat 12 times every Nasi what he brought? But nevertheless, that's when they were inaugurating the Mishkan, and each one brought their sacrifice, their offering. Needless to say, they all brought the exact same thing, which the Torah could easily come and say, by the way, that's the offering, they all brought it. Could have saved us about 50 psukim. But nevertheless, that's when Aaron HaKohen got very discouraged. He's like, what about me? Everybody got to do something to participate. I'm not getting anything here. And he got very discouraged. And then he said, okay, maybe Hashem didn't forgive me after the golden calf, and I'm not getting any part here. Aaron and then Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen told him, don't worry, you're getting a much better portion. You're going to get to light up the menorah. So here, the commandment came through Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu heard the voice, and Hashem says, Daber el Aharon, go take this one of my words that I'm telling you, and say it to Aaron. What was the part of the commandment? The Torah is not always specific with every word. Part of the commandment is Moshe Rabbeinu should teach Aaron sheyase behadraga. Everything has to be one level, another level, another level. This is to take it in stages, or one by one. How would you say to take something one step at a time? Like to take things in stages, right? That would be a nice way to say it. Yeah, in Hebrew we say para para, one step at a time.
Did he mean in learning or mitzvah?
No. Wait, we'll see what he means. But first of all, he says, take it behadraga. Hadraga comes from the word madriga. Madriga is a step or a level. So when you say, take something behadraga, do one step, then another step, then another step. What is this hadraga? What are these steps? Mitchilai kasher atzmo bechalut Israel. First, connect yourself to the essence of the nation of Israel. V'achar kach bezayin roim. After that, start connecting yourself to the pillars, to the shepherds. And this is what it means when he says, "Vezeu behalotcha et hanerot," when you should elevate the candles. Rotze lomar, he wants to say, "Ba'et she'ta'ale atzmecha likasher banerot em sheva roim." When you are going to elevate yourself, he doesn't say go light the candles. He says elevate the candles. So why is he saying that? He wants to say that when you elevate yourself to connect to the candles, it's basically saying you have to elevate yourself to connect to the shepherds. He's not talking right now about lighting the candles. He says to Aaron HaKohen, you are the channel that through you will come the Shefa into the nation of Israel. The Kohen Gadol. Later on, he says, what did we read yesterday in Birkat Kohanim? Also in Parashat Nasor. Vayidaber Hashem el Aaron vel banav le'emor. Kol tevarchu et bnei Yisrael. This is how you should bless the nation of Israel. Basically making the Kohanim a channel. And he says, the Lord says, I am going to give the blessing through you. Now Aaron being the Kohen Gadol, and the first Kohen Gadol, Aaron is the channel through him, comes the bracha, the blessing to Hashem, to the nation. So he says, first go connect yourself to the nation. And then when you go and elevate the candles, forget about lighting the candles right now, you elevate yourself 7 levels to connect to the 7 shepherds. And yes, including to yourself, because you're one of them. That's why he says, Be'alotcha et hanerot, when you elevate the candles. Who are these candles? These are the tzaddikim, these 7 shepherds. Now he says another thing, El mul pnei menorah. You should stand facing the menorah. Now it says here also, the words in Hebrew are a little bit different to when you translate it. It says, Pnei HaMenorah. Pnei HaMenorah can be the face of the menorah, because you can look at the menorah from the back, it would be Gava Menorah. Or you can look at the side of the menorah, it would be Tzad HaMenorah. So it says, Pnei HaMenorah, the face of the menorah. But you can also explain it as Pnimiyut HaMenorah. The pnei, what's inside the menorah, or the essence of the menorah. What is this essence of the menorah? Hem klalut Israel. The nation of Israel is the essence of the menorah, the pnimiyut of the menorah. Nikraim pnei menorah. The essence, the nation of Israel are called the essence and the pnimiyut of the menorah. Shem hashoresh ve'aguf shel menorah. These are the root and the body of the menorah. Meaning that the nation of Israel is the root, is the root and the body of the menorah, and these 7 pillars are the 7 branches of the menorah. And he continues and he says, "Vayas ken Aaron," and Aaron said as Aaron did as he said. He elevated the candles. Ki bevadai im haya beefshari sheyaseh tzadik hashnei hekshareim keechad, vadai haya nachat ruach lifanav. So he elevated the candles, because if he had the opportunity, the ability to connect, talking about Aaron here, both knots, the nation of Israel and the menorah, the 7 pillars, as one, bevadai haya nachat ruach lifanav. Of course, he would cause the nachat ruach to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. A lot of satisfaction and happiness, and for Hashem to be content. Shezeu Ritzono, that was his will. Lechen haya kavana b'sha'a shediber im Moshe. That was the kavana. That was the intention that when Hashem spoke to Moshe. Ela she'akatuv melamed le'adam ech she'yaseh ba'adraga. But here we want to see how it's relating to us. The fact that we understand what happened 3,400 years ago, good. Now I'm happy to understand that Moshe Rabbeinu got the commandment from Hashem to tell to Aaron, your job is to elevate these pillars, these shepherds, the candles we call them. First you have to connect to the nation of Israel, and then slowly, slowly, one level after the other. If you were there, or if you ever saw how you light a menorah, I've never seen anybody that lights a menorah all candles in one shot. You can't. Unless you come with some huge blowtorch and you just burn the whole thing down. But other than that, you can't light all the candles in one shot. You have to first light the first candle. Then you go to the second candle. Then you go to the third candle. That's called hadraga. One after the other, after the other. So So I understand right now what was going on there. The commandment of Hashem to tell Aaron, connect yourself to the nation of Israel. We know that Aaron was a very unique individual, that he really connected himself to everybody. Everybody loved Aaron. It says when Aaron HaKohen died, all the nation mourned. It doesn't say that about Moshe Rabbeinu or anybody else. It says when Aaron HaKohen died, oh, everybody mourned. Everybody loved him. He was the type of individual that was likable about everybody. So he did that. And then he, every day when he lit up the candles, he was elevating these tzaddikim. Okay, so then I understand what happened with Aaron. What is it going to do with me? So it says here, Ela hakatuv melamed la'adam, the script is teaching the person, Ech sheyaseh ba'adraga, how you should do the exact same thing. Everything has to come one step after another step after another step. Ve'aron betzidkato gdola asa shnei bevat achat, bitkashrut achad. Aaron was a great tzaddik. He was able to do both things at the same time, in one shot. Ve'zeu el mul pnei ha-menorah. This is what it means, that he stood in front of the menorah. Perush b'sha'a shehitkasher atzmo bifnei ha-menorah, when he connected himself to the pnimiut of the menorah, the essence of the menorah, which was the nation of Israel, he was able to do simultaneously he'ela neroteh shel shivat ro'im. He was able to elevate the candles of the seven shepherds. Hakol beyachad. All this was done in one shot. That was the praise that Rashi says. It was a praise to Aaron HaKohen. Not because he listened to Hashem and did what Hashem told him. The praise to Aaron, and he was able to do two things at the same time. To connect the nation of Israel, one to each other, with himself, and to elevate the candles of the shepherds all at the same time. And that was this great praise of Aaron HaKohen. And he was called Rosh HaChassidim, the head of the Chassidim. Lasot kadavar hazeh hanichbad b'nei ha-borei yitbarach, to do something so great and exalted in the eyes of Hashem. And that's what Rashi meant. Zehu perush Rashi zal, lagid shifcho shel Aaron. When Rashi praised Aaron, is that he was able to do such a thing. Not only that, shelo shina perush, he didn't even change anything. Whatever Hashem told him, that's what he did. Shelo yatzich l'shanot, dahaynu lasot shnei pe'amim. L'shanot doesn't mean you can translate the word in Hebrew l'shanot to change. But also, if you're looking at the root of the word l'shanot, it comes from the root shnei, shin nun yud, which means two. So when it says that Aaron didn't change, he lo l'shanot, not that he didn't change something, rather he didn't break it into two tasks. He was able to do it in one task. Dahaynu lasot shnei pe'amim. Instead of doing it twice, he was able to do it in one shot. Ela asa v'tiken hakol ke'echad. Rather, he did it all in one shot. Now, this was very great to know that Aaron HaKohen was in such a level that he was able to be such a connecting link. Just imagine what a connecting link Aaron HaKohen was able to be. To connect the nation of Israel one to another and to himself, and simultaneously elevate the pillars, the shepherds of Israel, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron himself, and David and Yosef, to elevate them all together and to be able to do all at the same time. This is one of the greatnesses of the menorah, is bringing this unity into the nation of Israel. So when I want to see how is that applying to me, first and most important, what it's coming to teach me, you can't achieve the seventh level without going through the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. Don't think you can jump levels. Whether it's Avodat Hashem, whether it's serving Hashem, whether it's anything else in this world, if it's building a business, learning a trade, building a relationship, there's no such a thing that you jump levels. And when you try to jump, then you fall. When we were little kids, we had a game, then we would run real fast in front of a staircase and see who can jump the most stairs in one shot. And I was pretty good at it because I had long legs. Everybody was short. I was always very tall. And I always used to win because I would jump a few steps in one shot. But you know what happens if you miss a step? Everybody has a good laugh because you crash. So the Torah comes and teaches you, first of all, don't think you're greater than what you are. You have to take one step at a time. Sometimes people, it can be in the spiritual service to Hashem, that you overnight want to become Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And sometimes it's in very simple things. building relationships, building businesses, whatever you want to do. There's no such a thing that you jump levels. It has to be one level after the other. And you know what? Sometimes one level can take you years to master till you come to the next level. You have to have patience. You have to have the right intention to know nothing can't acquire something with shortcuts. This is the first and most important what it's trying to tell me, that I have to have this hadraga, one step at a time. But nevertheless, it's coming to teach me, I'm not Aaron HaKohen. I can't do this connection simultaneously. But I am required by the Torah to bring unity into the nation of Israel. And the menorah is built from seven branches. We mentioned before that each branch represents one way of serving Hashem. One, and of course these are all connected to the midot, to the seven sefirot, chesed, gvura, tiferet, netzachot, yisod, malchut. And we mentioned that each branch corresponds to one way of serving Hashem. Some people serve Hashem with love, because they're rooted in the midah of chesed. Some people serve Hashem with gvura, with severity. They're rooted in the sphere of gvura. Some are in netzach and hod and so forth. And we're all different. But nevertheless, this is different ways of serving Hashem and connecting to Hashem. My agenda should be, how am I connecting to everybody, even though that they're different? Everybody's different. It's very easy to find the faults in everybody. It's very easy to point on other people, say they're totally different from me. How can I get along with them? So the Torah comes and tells you, Aaron was able to connect them all together, put them all in one structure, one menorah, one root, one base. So I'm required to simultaneously to bring the unity in the nation, to be able to apply this unity. And I'm not saying it's easy, it's usually very hard, but that's what I'm supposed to do. And at the same time, I have to connect to myself to the pillars of our nation. And how do I do that? This is a whole class by itself, but I connect to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov by prayer. When I pray the prayer of Shacharit, I connect myself to Avraham Avinu. He compiled that prayer. And Mincha to Yitzchak, and Arvit to Yaakov. When I learn Torah, I connect myself to Moshe Rabbeinu, the giving of the Torah. When I apply Ahavat Israel, unconditional love, I connect myself to Aaron HaKohen. And when I conquer, so to say, my midot, and fight the struggles and the challenges of this world, I connect to David HaMelech. He look at his life. And when I guard the Brit, I connect myself to Yosef HaTzadik. So I have seven channels how I connect myself to these seven pillars, these seven shepherds. And you know why I want to connect to them? Because when I connect to them, I share with them their light, their holiness. So I want to work in such a way that first of all, I have to connect to the lower realm between me and everybody else. Find in my heart the place to connect with everybody. And again, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying that's what you want to do. And simultaneously do what I just said, how you connect with the seven shepherds. Why? Because they are the pillars of the world. And when I connect to them, they feed me my spiritual sustenance that I need to get. So, and I have to work on both levels. But I have to remember at all times, I am not Aaron HaKohen. I cannot do it all at the same time. It has to be one step after the other. Has to be done in a cautious way, in a very calculated way. And I have to remember, if I do it in one shot, I will fall. I'm not Aaron HaKohen. I'm not in that level. Rather, I have to do it in my levels, one step at a time. Bezrat Hashem, if I'm able to apply that, that's what it means, behalotcha et anerot. The result will be that I get elevated from one level to another level to another level. And that's why specifically it says, behalotcha et anerot, when you elevate the candles. And it doesn't say light up the candles. Because when I apply this method, then what's the result? I get elevated from one level to another. And that's my desire, to be elevated from one level to another level. And needless to say, there's infinite amount of levels. But I have an opportunity in my life to be elevated. And as we say, v'tzadikim ilchu michayil ilchayil, the tzadikim are going from strength to strength. And that should be my agenda, not to stand in the same place. Is to constantly move myself, constantly elevate, constantly lead kadem, to go forward and to go forward. And this is where we get a little bit of an understanding how it needs to be done in a healthy way. Bezrat Hashem should have the merit and the ability to bemet grow and to go from strength to strength, so I can reach to higher levels and cause this nachat ruach, this pleasure to Hashem, like you see looking at your child, and you see your child grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, gives you a lot of satisfaction. It causes a lot of satisfaction to Hashem when He sees that we're growing and we're not standing in the same place, or chas v'shalom, falling back. God Hashem, we should really know how to apply that in our life, and the result will be just going from chayil to chayil, from one level to another level.